Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So when you think of Las Vegas, who do you think of? Who is Mr. Las Vegas? Well, you know, I think of Wayne Newton, right? You know, I mean, there's, I think of, gosh, so many different entertainers. Siegfried and Roy, Penn and Teller. But the one person that most people will think of is Elvis. I mean, Elvis is Las Vegas. Now, Elvis was what, from Tennessee? I mean, Elvis was country singer, a rock and roll singer, but Vegas has hijacked him, and Elvis is huge. Why? I think the Viva Las Vegas, right? Viva Las Vegas. So, you know, we sing Viva Las Vegas all the time. Viva Las Vegas. We, you know, we will incorporate Elvis into so much of our celebrations and so much of our Las Vegas culture, especially older Elvis. Not so much the 1950s, but the 1970s Elvis with the rhinestones and the bell bottoms and the jumpsuits and things like that. Well, apparently, Vegas got hit with a real hard reality. And this could be financially devastating. Because Elvis is a brand. And when we have Elvis weddings, Elvis-themed weddings, Elvis-themed parties, it's a violation of the Elvis brand. Now, mind you, I see one guy on a scooter. He dresses as Elvis, and he drives up and down the strip in a scooter. I'm like, hi, Elvis. I mean, you know, people will take pictures. They'll make money. Elvis impersonators are huge. Now, they might be protected with this law. But an Elvis-themed wedding, all wedding chapels have been asked to cease and desist. So AP News is bringing up a Las Vegas Review Journal report that a licensing company controls the name and the image of, quote-unquote, the king, and is ordering Sin City Chapel operators, or chapels in Las Vegas, to stop using Elvis in themed ceremonies. Authentic Brands Group has sent cease and desist letters in early May to multiple chapels. They're supposed to all be compliant by now. So according to, Authentic Brands, they represent, I guess, big names like Marilyn Monroe, Muhammad Ali, 50 other consumer brands. And so an Elvis-themed wedding without getting their permission is, I guess, a violation. Now, we have the Little Chapel of Heart? There is a wedding chapel where we believe Elvis got married at. And it's a very famous chapel that we have, and it still stands. And so, obviously, they're going to want to have that tie to Elvis. But they could get sued. So, one family-run business, according to AP News, is Kayla Collins. She operates a Las Vegas Elvis Wedding Chapel.com and the Little Chapel of Hearts, which I think is the one. She said, that's our bread and butter. I don't get it. We are just hitting our stride again through COVID. Then this happens. And Clark County Clerk Lynn Goya led a marketing campaign promoting Las Vegas as a wedding destination, said the order for chapels to stop using Elvis couldn't have come at a worse time for the sector. And the wedding industry generates $2 billion a year. Elvis-themed weddings are a significant number of these ceremonies performed. So I know this doesn't seem like, with all the drama in 2022, to be up there in the top 10, but for Las Vegas, this is huge. And it also opens the door to a lot of other possible lawsuits when you have these impersonators. You know, I love to go to these shows and they'll have, you know, they'll have a Dolly Parton, or they'll have a Celine Dion, or they'll have a, you know, these impersonators. And it's something that's just been a part of our entertainment fabric in the city. And so if you can't do that, and there's certain rights that need to be acquired first, and Authentic Brands is just saying no to Elvis, well, that could be an issue. Now, is it because the Elvis movie is coming out? There's supposed to be an Elvis movie. I can't wait to see it with Tom Hanks, and I forget who the lead player is. I love the 50s, and I love music, and I love seeing biopics of celebrities, and so I'm very excited about that movie, but I wonder if that has something to do with this. I mean, why now? Elvis-themed weddings and Elvis impersonators have been around for a long time. I mean, you know, if somebody was impersonating me, I could see I'd be mad. You know, if they're you know, having messy hair and, you know, always food in their teeth and things like that. You know, I get how you don't want the brand sullied. You want Elvis to be remembered for his great musical skill, his draw, his, you know, blockbuster, his you know, music blockbusters, but, and even his movies. It might not have done so well, but instead, you know, it's somebody with big sideburns, a lot of hair, and then a white jumpsuit. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, Las Vegas, this is definitely a hit. Our economy is very dependent on tourism, and it's very dependent on what people could get in Vegas that they can't get anywhere else. And as other places are bringing in gambling and things like that, you know, there's still no other place like Vegas because we have it all. We have fantastic food. We have fantastic entertainment. You know, we have the ability for you to get married and be on the strip and have a memorable event. And, you know, some people want to mark that with, you know, the entertainment culture. And if we are heading into a recession, which we all think we are, Vegas is going to be hit really, really hard. And as we had to be locked down, and there was horrible, horrible measures that were taken in the name of COVID that prevented business from thriving, people are starting to hit their stride. They're starting to make money again. And now with inflation and a looming recession, this is not good. So I understand Authentic Brands' point of view. I'm just a little curious as to why now. You know, and have precedences been set? I mean, will this go to court? These little chapels can't afford those big, you know, big lawsuits. Maybe a class action suit? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked me a few weeks back, you had sent me an email, if I cringe when I see one of the women appointed by Biden mess up. And I think they were trying to imply, do I feel like they're misrepresenting women? And that was a very good question. I didn't know where I could fit it into the show, but I could definitely fit it in today. and I'll tell you why. I don't always cringe when a female does a bad job, because men do bad jobs too. I cringe when somebody puts them there in the first place to check the box. If you see, I picked a woman. Then I cringe. And I think it's a very, very bad move, and it hurts women when somebody does it. Because then all eyes are on that person as a representative of women. and you're supposed to pick the best person for the job. So with Kamala Harris, when, you know, Biden said, I'm going to pick a woman, you're like, oh, God, you know, why don't you just say you're going to pick the best applicant and then, you know, it just happens to be either a man or a woman or whatever. But once you decree it, it's like without you, you know, we don't deserve it or we'll never, you know, and it's, and then people look at Kamala Harris, they don't think she's doing a good job, so they don't think she's effective, and we don't know if it's because her wings are clipped or if it's because she just doesn't know what she's doing and she's in over her head. But then if her appoint, her, you know, appointee to the ticket, her being chosen, had everything to do with her being a woman, again, that's why it hurts the cause. So when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was appointed by Bush, I'm sorry, by Biden, you know, I heard people go, yay, women, look at this. Women, we have a Treasury Secretary who's a woman. And that's when I got nervous. You know, because I'm like, oh, my gosh, because if she does a bad job, people are going to say, well, it's because she's a woman. And we have to stop this. Because if people look back at the Biden administration for mistake after mistake, you know, one thing that some people might focus on is the gender of who the person was. And I again, it could be male or female. So, but sadly, that's what happened. So Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, and again, I don't care if she's female, male, or whatever, I think she really messed up when last year she was saying, look, inflation is going to be temporary. Well, she has now apologized. She said, I was wrong about the path inflation would take. There have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that at the time I didn't fully understand. Now, you and I, without any economics background, some of you have an economics background, but you and I think our average kindergartner last year could see inflation would go for a while. Once Biden said you need to pay your workers more, prices are going up. Now, I agree people do need to be paid more, but when he said, look, you have a labor crisis and you don't want us to give the extra money, you know, to them to stay home at work, you need to pay them more. Well, how do we compete with an extra $600 a week? You couldn't compete with that. And then the $400 a week and the extra $300 a week. People couldn't compete. And if they had to and they tried to compete, then the prices went up. So unless wages go down, inflation is not going to go down until a recession resets everything. So I knew that, and I'm no economist. Well, Janet Yellen said, yeah, she erred last year predicting elevated inflation wouldn't pose a continuing problem. She said they've alluded to new variants of COVID, lockdowns in China, Russia's war on Ukraine have all imposed shocks on the economy. Treasury chief said after attending a meeting at the White House with President Joe Biden and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell to address inflation. Now, mind you, those things are of concerns, absolutely. But we made mistakes before those happened. The new variants, the lockdowns, you know. Biden said earlier Tuesday that his role as president is to give the feds the space they need to do their job. I'm not going to interfere with their critically important work. Yellen said that the Fed is taking the steps it needed to stem inflation. So they're going to raise interest rates, try to, at this point, I got to tell you, you know, labor costs are high. Why do you think there's this big push like Elon Musk to say get back to work in the office? Labor costs are high, and other costs are high, and taxes are high. And it's going to be trickled down to the consumer. Public support for Biden on handling the economy has dropped, obviously. Consumer prices in April rose 8.3% from a year before, close to a 40-year high. So, you know, at least Yellen said that, you know, she misconstrued that. But was she in a position where she couldn't say anything anyway? I mean, is there a chance that Janet Yellen got it right on the nail, just hit the nail right on the head, and when she was ready to make her remarks, they go, you can't say that. We don't know. I mean, but if she's doing her job, she needs to say what needs to be said. You know, Anthony Fauci, I get that he was in a difficult position. I get that it's not an easy job. but he has to be a doctor first. So what he flip-flopped, because he's playing politics, that's where I start to lose some respect. And when he said he felt like he couldn't say what needed to be said because of Trump, then I'm like, well, then you quit. You know, if you were being put in a position, and I've been put in a position where I have been asked to do something wrong, I won't do it. Fire me. Or I'll quit. I mean, you, if Janet Yellen, you know, didn't really believe that. Now, she's saying that she's taking the fall. She's saying, you know, she didn't, you know, see the signs. Well, you're Treasury Secretary. Who of all people should be able to? And I really want to know who is responsible for this baby formula shortage lack. Who is overseeing food? Who's overseeing national stockpiles? Where's the stockpile of food that includes our babies? We're being told that the baby formula shortage is getting worse, particularly in the South and among the poor. This is despite us getting some baby formula in from Europe. Again, I didn't really get any details on where that formula went. I don't know how they distributed it. We have a lot of grocery stores and a lot of big box stores, so I don't know who got what. But we're being told that the pressure is now on President Joe Biden as the baby formula shortage is getting worse. New data shows that nationally 23% of powder baby formula was out of stock the week ending 22%, compared with 21% the previous week. Now, I thought we had 50 to 70% statistics of there being out of stock. So they said before the recall of the Abbott formula from that Sturgis plant in Michigan for Cronobacter Nakazaki and Salmonella Newport possible contaminations, 11% of powder baby formula was out of stock because of COVID pandemic-related supply chain shortages and inflation. So the normal out-of-stock range for powdered formula before the pandemic was about 5 to 7%. They say Kansas, Georgia, Texas, Montana, and Tennessee are among the states experiencing the worst of the shortage. They say families that rely on funds from the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, have also been hit hard. So the White House can't necessarily say when more formula will be available. I believe the plant is able to reopen. I think the Sturgis plant is starting to make more, but it could take months to, you know, have the supply necessary. There has been Operation Fly Formula, where it's bringing Kendamil infant formula from the UK to the US. The shipments will start June 9th and contain 3.2 million 8-ounce bottle equivalents of Kendamil Classic Stage 1, 540,000 8-ounce bottle equivalents of Kendamil Organic. United Airlines has agreed to transport this free of charge. The formula will be on Target shelves within weeks of its arrival into the United States. Now, I think United Airlines transporting this is fantastic, but then the next question is, are their rates going up? And if their rates are going up, all I know is I have a United flight. It's expensive. Are those rates going up because of this? And again, I don't want to be paying for a mistake our government made by not making sure there was formula in the stockpile and not, you know, and not doing the review of the plant sooner and more expeditiously. But I agree, we got to get formula and we got to do whatever it takes. So we'll see what happens. But man, 1-877-DOC-LA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Transgender athlete Leah Thomas tells ABC News that transgenders are not a problem for women's sports.
You can't go halfway and be like, I support trans women and trans people, but only to a certain point, where if you support trans women as women and they've met all the NCAA requirements, then I don't know if you can really say something like that. Trans women are not a threat to women's sports.
The Uvalde Police Department and the Uvalde Independent School District Police Force are no longer cooperating with the Texas Department of Public Safety's investigation into the massacre at Robb Elementary School. The Uvalde Police Chief and a spokesman for the Uvalde Independent School District did not immediately respond to requests from news outlets to explain the silence. USA Radio News. Traffic, pedestrians, and joggers reappeared on the streets of Shanghai on Wednesday as China's largest city began returning to normalcy amid the easing of a strict two-month COVID-19 lockdown. Shanghai's Communist Party Committee issued a letter online proclaiming the lockdown's success while defending President Xi's hardline zero-COVID policy. The country's leadership appears to acknowledge the public backlash against the strict measures. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a narrow 5-4 vote, is recognizing free speech for corporate America.
The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking a Texas law that restricts some social media platforms from moderating content. In a 5-4 vote, the justices granted an emergency request from big tech companies to block a lower court order that would have let the law go into effect. The case is still making its way through challenges in lower courts, so it will likely end up before the Supreme Court again in the future. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you who are, at you know, the least bit interested, and not a lot of us are at this point, but some are, the verdict of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial has been reached. A verdict has been reached. It's going to be announced at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We'll probably be off air at that time, but just to let you know, there is a verdict that will be read in that defamation suit. I want to quickly turn to coffee. Coffee has gotten some more good news. They say coffee drinkers are less likely to die during a 7-year follow-up period compared to non-coffee drinkers. This is according to a new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Adults who drank 1.5 to 3.5 cups of unsweetened coffee or coffee sweetened with sugar per day were less likely to die than those who did not imbibe in the traditional morning ritual drink, according to Fox News. The study authors say the results were not as clear for those who used artificial sweeteners in their coffee. So this is old school coffee, either unsweetened or coffee sweetened with sugar. Dr. Dan Liu, the author of the cohort study, said in the release, our study found that adults who drink moderate amounts of coffee sweetened with sugar every day were about 30% less likely to die from any cause during the average 7-year follow-up period compared to coffee non-drinkers. Now, do you see how interesting that is? Putting sugar in your coffee, despite it being sugar, and despite you having a drink with that additional sugar, was still healthier than somebody not having it at all. I'm not a coffee drinker. I tried to drink black coffee, couldn't acquire a taste. I guess if I use a French vanilla syrup and I can make it kind of sugary and creamy, I could get it down, but I don't because I don't need the extra calories. And I don't want the extra cholesterol. But I choose not to drink coffee, and I'm in a less healthy state. That's interesting. Why? Because coffee must have some fascinating health benefits, and we have seen that. Researchers out of Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China, said that previous studies found that coffee consumption is associated with a lower risk of death, but studies did not differentiate between coffee drinkers that have sugar or no sugar, or those that had artificial sweeteners. The researchers collected data from the UK Biobank study Health Behavior Questionnaire. A group of investigators asked more than 171,000 participants without known heart disease or cancer several dietary and health behavior questions to determine coffee consumption habits. They said during the 7-year follow-up period, the researchers found those who drank any amount of unsweetened coffee were 16 to 20% less likely to die than non-coffee drinkers. Participants who drank 1.5 to 3.5 daily cups of coffee sweetened with an average of 1 teaspoon of sugar per cup were still about 30% less likely to die than us non-coffee drinkers. Inconclusive for people who had artificial sweeteners. Now, the study authors warn that although the findings suggest most coffee drinkers may not have to eliminate the beverage from their diet, they say they should be cautious when it comes to the higher calorie specialty coffees, you know, that are sold at these coffee places. They say the researchers noted that the average amount of daily sugar per cup of coffee included in this analysis is significantly lower than what you get in specialty drinks at coffee chain restaurants. So that makes comparisons to non-coffee drinkers more difficult because if somebody says, oh, I go to Starbucks and I do X, Y, and Z, they'll be like, well, huh, that, yeah. So let's just look at this. Is it the coffee or is it your habit of coffee? So my father was a coffee drinker. And he would put cream and sugar in his coffee. They would try to do low fat. He still died of a heart attack when he was 62. So whenever I hear coffee protects the heart, I just think that it's negated by adding sugar and adding cream. My father had a massive MI. And he wasn't that bad an eater. He didn't like a lot of sweets. But he was a mild diabetic. Mild diabetes with a little bit of cholesterol and a little bit of blood pressure is a triple whammy. And he was married. Everybody goes, married men, live longer. Well, he was married to my mom. Maybe having me as a daughter wasn't that easy. But yeah, so that's bad. That to me is a significant, issue. Even though, we look at, heart disease under 50 as being significant, still he's only 62. Still, as far as I'm concerned, middle age. But the one thing that I do notice, notwithstanding what happened to my father, is coffee drinkers, they might take things slower. I remember some family members saying they drink coffee so they could go potty. Now, me, I'll eat a little bit of cereal, right, so I can go potty in the morning. For some reason, that helps. Then I can start my day, because you guys can tell if I don't go potty. If I miss being able to go potty that day, I am grumpy. Today, I'm like, but lose a fancy free. So I need to have a little bit of a ritual in the morning. But my ritual includes a little bit of granola, a little bit of cereal. Maybe the sugar in that cereal or the sugar in that granola is worse than coffee. But people who drink coffee, a lot of them, they're not really having a heavy meal. They're sipping their coffee. They're reading the paper. Or since most people don't read the paper anymore, they look at their internet and scroll. Maybe they take things slower. Me, I don't have time to sit and drink a hot cup of coffee. I don't have the patience for that. Maybe people like me are more inclined to hit the Mountain Dew or the energy drinks. I'm not a Mountain Dew fan, but you see what I mean? Maybe those that are coffee drinkers do maybe on the whole eat less, have better choices. Or maybe coffee is just fantastically full of antioxidants, and that's what just seems to kind of negate some of the other things. We got to remember, with these studies, you have to be careful, because what they do is they look at people on the whole. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are coffee drinkers. Very few people who are non-coffee drinkers. Well, are they non-coffee drinkers because they're not working? They don't need to get themselves up for the day. They're sleeping in. Or they pop a pill to wake themselves up. You know, is there something else going on? But I think it's fantastic and, you know, good for everybody. While we're fighting with the baby formula shortage, I have warned you all not to buy breast milk from another person online. Bless their heart for trying to donate to the cause, but you don't know what's in it. You don't know if there's medications in it. You don't know if there's viruses, things like that. Well, a pediatric dietitian has again cautioned parents against purchasing breast milk from independent sellers online. It could be very, very risky, according to Kate Boss, a pediatric dietitian at the Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Michigan. She told Fox News. She's seen an increase in parents asking about purchasing donor breast milk for their children. And I don't recommend it, because not only, you know, could you be getting HIV, hepatitis, infectious disease, you could also be getting the medications. You know, people will say, I'm healthy, I'm healthy. I have no medical issues. But then you come to find out they do take some things. And if that could be concentrated in the milk, now your baby's getting that. Now, I get it. You know, it's better than the baby starving, but I would rather you use breast milk from a breast bank. I talked to you guys about the process at the breast bank. At the breast bank, that process was, you know, very fully vetted. Everything, you know, sterile. The people handling it have to go through rigorous hand washing and gloves. There's a pasteurization of the milk. It's not a sterilization, but pasteurization is where you heat it up and then you rapidly cool it, and that seems to kill a lot of pathogens. So the milk at these breast banks go through that sort of a very rigorous sort of, you know, process. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I can't believe it's 2022 and we can't feed our babies. We really have a problem. I do urge women who are currently pregnant to maybe think about breastfeeding, just to play safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. As I said earlier, looks like a verdict has been reached in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. It's not coming till noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, if we do get any breaking news before then, we'll let you all know. But one thing that I find very fascinating, which I've thought for years, is how a female and male exercise could be ideal differently for different genders. And apparently a study has looked at how those who exercise women, let's say, who exercise in the women, may have get more out of it. It may affect their carbohydrate metabolism, blood plasma levels, body temperature regulation, inflammation better. That there are more optimal times to train. Now, I always liked exercising first thing in the morning. I like to get out of the way. It's cooler outside. I would do my run. I loved exercising first thing in the morning. And now, results of the study, researchers say that early morning exercise could benefit physically active women who are trying to reduce body fat and blood pressure better if they exercise early morning, and men may burn more fat in the evenings. 30 men and 26 women participated in the study. They were aged between 25 and 55 years old and consisted of those defined as highly active, completing more than 30 minutes of structured physical activity 4 days a week for more than 3 years. They were lean with a BMI less than 25 kilograms per meter squared and percent body fat less than 30%. The study lasted 12 weeks, and researchers analyzed the effects of varied training programs consisting of stretching, resistance exercise, interval sprints, endurance training, and participants undertook one of the four different exercise routines 1 day per week for a total of four training workouts per week. One group exercised for an hour before 8:30 a.m., while the other group followed the same exercise routines but between 6 and 8 p.m., 1800 and 2000. Morning exercise in women, they found enhanced total and abdominal fat loss, reduced blood pressure, and increased lower body muscle power. Evening exercise greatly increased upper body muscle strength, power, endurance, and enhanced overall mood. So they found that men improved their strength in both morning and evening exercise, but experienced additional benefits if they also exercise in the evening. Lower systolic blood pressure, fatigue, fat oxidation compared to early morning exercise. So it's fascinating in terms of women and men. You know, it's also interesting. There was a study looking at how women were more amorous and into sex in the early morning than men at night. And so, you know, a lot of women will fall asleep and their male partners are like, what's going on? I'm ready to go. She's asleep. Yet in the morning, she's a little bit more amorous. So there are differences. There's biological differences between men and women, no doubt. And that might have something to do not only with our sexual activity, but also our metabolism and other, you know, parts of our well-being. Now, some of you are probably listening to this going, I can't in the morning. There is no way to do what I need to in the morning. I have to do an after-work workout. That's fine. I'd rather you work out than not. If your afternoon workout does better for you, then great. In fact, it's interesting. There's an endocrinologist who had told me that if you are diabetic, exercising after you eat, right, could lower your overall blood sugar than waiting for it to digest, waiting for the sugar to get into the cells. So he suggests exercising before it absorbs. And so there's you know, a lot of debate on what you could do. But, you know, if you realize, if you look at your, you know, if you look at how your body works, there is a timeline of how you digest, how you wake up, how your, you know, your insulin kicks in. So there's, you know, I would, one, you have to know your body, and two, you have to realize that, you know, if something's not working, you might have to change it up. And sometimes just changing the time of when you exercise. Now, again, it's not the biggest study, but it's pretty, pretty cool. Yep. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan back in 1981, from what I understand, is going to be completely unconditionally free as of June 15th. Did he do his time? Federal judge has given John Hinckley Jr. full unconditional release from all remaining restrictive conditions. U.S. District Court Judge Paul Friedman said in a ruling Wednesday, according to Fox News and Daily Mail, after he said in September that he would free Hinckley from restrictions on June 15th if Hinckley continued to do well. Officials say Hinckley has, and Judge Friedman confirmed it at Wednesday's hearing. Hinckley did not attend it. Hinckley has been was confined to a mental hospital in Washington for more than two decades after a jury found him not guilty by reason of insanity in shooting Ronald Reagan. But in 2003, Friedman began allowing Hinckley to live for longer stretches in the community with requirements like attending therapy and restrictions on where he could travel. He's been living full-time in Virginia since 2016, but still under certain restrictions. These include allowing officials access to his electronic devices, email, online accounts, being barred from traveling to places where he knows there will be someone protected by the Secret Service, and giving 3 days' notice if he wants to travel more than 75 miles from his home in Virginia. Previously, Hinckley could not legally own a gun or use alcohol or drugs. He was also legally barred from reaching out to Ronald Reagan's children or other victims in the attack, and he's or their families, as well as Jodie Foster. Hinckley was obsessed with her, crediting the assassination attempt as a bid to gain her affection. 25 years old and acting alone, he was declared not guilty in the attempt and ruled to be suffering from acute psychosis. Why? Because it was misguided to gain the affection of Foster. Now, I don't know if we would rule that way now because, you know, that people are misguided. Yeah, I heard a voice. I mean, so many people are misguided. Flying a plane into the World Trade Center to have the approval of your superiors is misguided. So I think now, you know, this, by reason of insanity is a lot harder to, you know, clear you from, you know, your guilt. Most people who kill somebody else, to me, are insane. So, Jared Loughner, you know, who did the Tucson shooting Congresswoman Gabby Gifford, James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooting with the Dark Knight premiere, Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook shooter, the Salvador Ramos, who is now dead. Obviously, he's insane for wanting to shoot up a school, too. So, I look at them, they all, you know, are insane if they want to kill somebody else. So Hinckley's attorneys have argued that their client has been ravaged by mental illness at the time, and he has received world-class mental health treatment and benefited from a support system set in place by family and health professionals. They say there is no evidence of danger whatsoever. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. Is once a killer, always a killer? You know, I believe that people can, sadly, you know, make a rash decision, regret it, and you know, want to reform. But he tried to kill the president. That took planning. That took, you know, I don't know. Hinckley turned 67 this week, has displayed no symptoms of active mental illness, no violent behavior, no interest in weapons since 1983. We were told when he would take visits, when he was allowed visits, he would go to the library and look up assassination attempts in books. Maybe he was looking for his name. They said he was very, you know, but he would look up, like, you know, the assassination of, you know, Lincoln. So he might be fascinated with that. But, 1-877-DELLY, don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.